There are about 140 million square miles of open ocean, and according to reporter Ian Urbina, much of it is essentially lawless.
You see everything from intentional dumping to murder to kidnapping to slavery to casting stowaways overboard.
Despite reams of shipping industry guidelines, maritime law, and UN safety regulations, Urbina's reporting for the New York Times shows a world out of reach of law enforcement. He wraps up a four-part series today. It's called The Outlaw Ocean, and it travels to the South China Sea. That's where some of the ocean's worst offenders trap regional migrants in conditions akin to slavery. In Thailand, they're called ghost ships, where deckhands disappear.
The conditions were really bleak. The ship we spent time on had about 40 Cambodian boys, mostly, and some young men, all migrants, most of them indentured. And the conditions on the boat are extremely dangerous. And, this was a rat-infested, roach-infested boat. And most of these boys had been on there for over a year. The work is extremely dangerous and sort of around the clock. So the boys sleep in small, patches, 2 hours here and 2 hours there, but they're fishing the rest of the time.
And there's some of the photos show them sleeping like in hammocks, just kind of hung every which way. It's very tight quarters and no real kind of sanitation.
Yeah, and discipline is fairly severe on these boats. There's a real strict hierarchy, and there's usually a crew boss who imposes the discipline, and often that discipline is quite violent, and the captain who sort of sits above on a perch. In this line of fishing, they do it mostly at night, and the boat we were on was a purseiner. It's a certain type of boat that uses a large net, and the boys were actually getting in the water in the middle of the night, and you could very easily see how if one of them disappeared, the rest probably wouldn't notice because it's so loud and so bustling, and there's so many of them.
You mentioned the potential for someone to disappear off of one of these boats and maybe not be noticed, but it also brings me to another point in your reporting, which is that murder is commonplace, right? This is not something that's reported, and it sounds like you found it to be unchecked.
We focused on one specific egregious murder that was captured on a cell phone camera found in the back of a taxi in Fiji. And the video, quite graphic, shows over the course of 10 minutes, four men in the water being summarily killed. You have no sense of what happened before or after the 10-minute video, but it's fairly clear that this is murder because the men in the water are not a threat, and they're sort of picked off by a semi-automatic weapon. At the end, several of the crewmen pose for selfies and sort of celebrate the killing and show their faces, and even still, the crime has not been solved.
What do you think is at stake here? I mean, there's always been a kind of storied lawlessness of the high seas, right? In a way, romanticized. I mean, to you, looking in a modern day setting, why does this matter going forward?
There is sort of a cultural line that runs through the sea as a place where people have always gone to escape the law, to escape governments, and it is truly the last frontier. And in some ways, we all benefit from the lack of rules on the high seas, in that 90% of the products we consume come to us by way of ships. And one of the reasons that maritime commerce is so efficient is that there are very few rules out there. At the same time, the lack of rules, I think, is partly what contributes to the dire state that the seas are in, the obliteration of the fishing population and levels of pollution and now growing levels of violence on the high seas, I think, are somewhat a result of that same concept.
Ian Urbina, he reported the series The Outlaw Ocean for the New York Times. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot.